USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Just ahead of the Nevada caucus, President Trump held a campaign rally in Las Vegas. He spoke of the problems with the Iowa caucus.
But I hear the same thing could happen tomorrow. I hope it doesn't.
He also mentioned his recent pardons and suggested one might come for his former advisor, Roger Stone.
A man who had a juror who was a radical anti-Trump person. And she didn't say that when she went up there. And she became the foreperson of the jury. And she did terrible things and said terrible things.
He said he was trying to get fairness for him. A federal judge dismissed a racketeering lawsuit brought by Republican Congressman Devin Nunes against the political research firm that enlisted a former British spy to look into the president's ties to Russia during the 2016 presidential campaign. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A 7-day reduction of violence is underway in Afghanistan with hopes of ending the longest armed conflict in U.S. history. The United Nations Secretary General welcomed the news.
It is in the interest of everybody to do everything possible to guarantee that there is peace.
In a statement, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said upon successful completion of the 7-day period, signing of the U.S.-Taliban agreement is expected to move forward. He added, "We are preparing for the signing to take place on February 29th. South Korea saw its total number of new coronavirus infections nearly double for a second consecutive day, with 100 new cases reported on Friday. Of the 100 new cases, 86 were from the southeast city of Daegu and its surrounding area. Most of the new cases continued to be linked to a 61-year-old woman who is considered a super spreader of the virus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The FDA has approved a new cholesterol medicine for high-risk heart patients. With that story, here's USA's John Hunt.
U.S. regulators approved a new type of cholesterol-lowering drug aimed at millions of people who can't tolerate or don't get enough help from widely used statin pills such as Lipitor or Crestor. The Food and Drug Administration approved Nextstellar for people who genetically are predisposed to having sky-high cholesterol and people who have heart disease and need to further lower their bad cholesterol. The daily pill is to be taken in conjunction with a healthy diet at the highest statin dose patients can handle. High LDL or bad cholesterol is one of the top risks for heart attacks and other problems. Studies showed that Nextstellar could lower LDL by over 25% when taken alone and an additional 18% when combined with a statin.
The judge in the Harvey Weinstein sexual assault trial ordered jurors to resume deliberations after they told him they were deadlocked on two of the charges. New York Supreme Court Judge James Burke said the jurors should continue deliberations on a verdict on Monday. If they're unable to come up with a unanimous decision, they can return a verdict on the three counts they agreed upon. Burke dismissed the jurors for the weekend after 4 days of deliberations. Weinstein's defense team said they're willing to accept a partial verdict, while prosecutors said they want a decision on all five counts. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.